This office was made out of only the reusable items. I was living here before, but very recently we...
You were living here from here, like day and night?
Oh yeah, I was living with my strategist. I have a friend, you know, who plans everything. Day and night, young people having fun sometime. Most of the waste that this space is made out of is from the waste that we got from landfill, okay? Just to show the world that we can make living out of trash also.
Garma Janssen is no ordinary 29-year-old guy, I realize, when he very casually tells me he lived in a self-made shack in Bhutan's capital Thimphu for 6 months. Not out of necessity, but just to make a point. Recycling waste is something the people of Bhutan are just starting to learn, partially thanks to Garma, who started the country's first private waste management firm in 2010 called Greenaway. The simple reason is that there didn't used to be so much waste to recycle. Garma noticed a clear change when he returned home after studying in India.
I never thought I would ever do waste business in my life, you know. But after I came back from my college, I could see there was a lot of waste everywhere littered, you know. Earlier in Bhutan, we were generating no waste. In the year 1994, you know, we were generating just 8 tons of trash in a day, you know, our city. And in the year 2004, we started generating 25 tons. And today, we are generating more than 60 tons. But the responsibility of city council is just to collect the trash from household and dump it. And Bhutan branding as a green country, it was something that we really need to work on.
Bhutan is indeed branded as a green country. And ecology is one of the four main pillars of gross national happiness, Bhutan's famous development goal by which it measures the welfare of its people. Traveling through the mountainous kingdom, it certainly appears lush and green, with 70% forest cover, while compared to neighboring countries, there are fewer cars and less trash on the streets. But development and globalization are also in full swing, especially since Bhutan ended its ban on television and the internet in 1999.
We are exposed to the world now. That's what I believe, how the reason for increasing trash, you know. People started consuming so many things, that varieties of commodities flowing in from India, from other part of the world. So people need to realize that when we import something, they should also realize that we are importing waste in some way.
While we talk, people keep driving in and out of the workplace to bring their waste. Like this bar owner with a car full of empty bottles. So how many beer bottles are you bringing here today?
I don't know. So far I counted like around 431. And like 25 Fosters and 11 Red Bulls, and the rest are all like plastics and cans.
We are encouraging people to segregate their trash and we buy from them. We are telling them there is value in trash. There are 11 items that we buy, okay? And here in our boat, we have plastic bottles, PET bottles that we are giving them our currency, 20 bucks, okay, per kilogram. We have card boxes that we give 6 Niltum. So we weigh it here. Then we have this area where women, they segregate. We have a few compressor machines that compresses all this waste and we export to recycling plant in India as a raw material. And that is how we make our living.
It's not just businesses and private households that bring waste to Greenaway. There are also rag pickers, like Bimla, who just walked in with 5 kilos of plastic PET bottles.
She collected around 5 kilograms of PET bottles, but 5 kilograms of PET bottle means a lot. It is almost 200 numbers of plastic bottles she collected from the street. Sometimes she's not able to find even 1 kilogram. You know, she says it's good if when she finds trash in town, you know. It's good because she's able to make a living out of it, right? 34 people are direct employee and we have more than 120 people, you know. They are rag pickers in town. So indirectly, we have created more than 150 employment, you know. So we are proud in that way. The other profit is people are being sensitized on trash issue, you know. We give free education awareness talk. We have visited 64 schools so far. And within the next 4 or 5 years, we would like to reach to every school of Bhutan, talk to the children because they are the future generation. We want to instill a very good, strong culture of waste management in Bhutan.
Garma's work in waste management and environmental education has already taken him all over the world. He traveled to the United Nations in New York, the climate conference in Rio, and several places in Europe. He has met the Prime Minister and even the King and Queen of Bhutan. And come September, he can add another royal to his list, England's Prince Charles.
So this year I'm glad to know that I've been nominated as the Global Entrepreneur of the Year 2013. So I'll be traveling to London. That is a proud moment, but more than that, you know, I think Bhutan is going to be proud.
In spite of all his accomplishments, Garma stays modest when I curiously ask him about all his royal encounters. He laughs and simply says that when he returns home, he is reminded of what he really is, a trash guy. This is Aleta Andrei for DW in Thimphu, Bhutan.